This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Chiefs, the final five here. We all know the playoff ramifications and all that. But if we've listed out reasons why they're in this spot. But give me one fix right now. The one fix that you think would have the biggest impact to helping them go on a five-game winning
streak.
Plenty
of choices.
Yes, there
are. Penalties and pass rush and drops and special teams and a million other things that probably seemingly are broken in a lot of ways. I think it's fairly simple based on the way this last month went. They finished the month of November with a single sack. One. And if you can tell me I can fix, let's say you don't even give me the entire defensive line, but you allow me to fix one player, and Charles Omenihu matters, or Gelati matters, or Karloftis actually gets the quarterback instead of gets near the quarterback. If you let me fix one thing, I would fix one player on the defensive line on the pass rush department.
Ooh, yeah.
Penalties, actually, weirdly enough, would probably be two, but maybe three or four on my list. I'd probably solve some other issues before I got to that point. I might choose shotgun runs or some of the other stuff that I think I'd tell them to go under center more. There's some other stuff I would certainly entertain, but if you let me to fix one thing, they had one sack in November and couldn't win. Feels like those two things are related. And I feel like if I could just get a little more pass rush, that could be the two or three play difference to get him wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to disagree with that being the priority for the rest of this season. Is can you suddenly not have to feel like if you're Steve Spagnuolo where you constantly have to blitz to try to get any pressure? I think that is hard to argue with. If I had to pivot in a different direction, I'm with you where I wouldn't actually even say the penalties, because this has been a team in the past that's penalized. For me, though, it falls in a similar category. It is basically in the fourth quarter that maybe it's penalties in general, mistakes. Like, you know, we get tired of hearing Andy Reid say we got to clean it up. But in the fourth quarter, clean football in the fourth quarter, basically, in the fourth quarter in particular, limit the penalties, then limit the drops, the turnovers, the mistakes, the mental lapses in the fourth quarter. That if you could have some magic pill that would alleviate those, that would cover a lot of this, I think, in my opinion, moving forward. As much as I would love to sit here and tell you, you know, special teams, Cody, like, it has been a problem for this team. Do I think that suddenly if they were getting the ball at the 35 instead of the 15, that would fix everything? It would help, but I don't know if that's even enough. I think the biggest issue is what you're saying, pass rush, not getting pressure, and then it is the mental lapses, the mental errors.
I got to say, that's why multiple people, I see at least three over on the text line and one on YouTube saying, third down defense. Can we talk? If you can let me fix one thing, third and long defense, even if I made you narrow it, I didn't let you solve like a big problem in a big way. And I just said, you could be a little bit better in one area on the team. Third down defense would seem there. And in a weird way, those seem related to yours, which is this way they play in the fourth quarter where these mistakes seemingly get them. Cause this is why it feels like this team is so far yet so close. Third down defense, red zone offense, the pass rush, the penalties. They just do so many little things wrong. Patrick Mahomes, like somebody said, Patrick Mahomes playing better. That, I genuinely think, might be the smallest part of their problem. I think Patrick Mahomes, and maybe this is the homer part of it, I think Patrick Mahomes is playing great. I think he's playing genuinely pretty great football. Like, as good a football as any quarterback in the NFL. MVP level football is what I think Patrick Mahomes is playing. And to ask him to play better, sure, I guess it might help you get a win, but it doesn't feel like he's the thing that needs the most solving. And he's probably not in the top 10 of list of things I think need the most resolution for this team. Like, all the other stuff that we mentioned are higher on the list.
And I'm mentioning things, and you are as well, that potentially are potentially attainable. Like, if your thing is, well, just better play calling from Andy Reid. At this point, guys, the play calling is the play calling. I mean, it is throughout his career, but also it's December 3rd. I don't think there's going to be just some drastic
huge
shift.
The biggest shift
we saw was a few weeks ago, which is they went under center more. It happened in the Indy game, and they ran the ball a lot. And then against Dallas, the offense was clicking early, passing, and then they refused to run the ball again. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I it is what it is when it comes to that. I think, unfortunately, though, Cody, you're saying, like, the one thing, the final five games that would have the biggest impact, I agree with you that it's the pass rush. But why on earth would I believe suddenly Charles Omenihu's going to just turn it on? You know what I mean?
I mean, how many sacks? Does he even have a sack this year?
I don't know the number on that.
I don't want to say for sure. We know they only have 22 stacks.
There was this stretch of three games where he was playing better, and then it just hasn't equated to anything.
He has 2 sacks this season and 11 solo tackles. He is still playing more than, and this goes back to the same thing. Like, maybe the thing you would fix is play guys with more juice, as Twitch put it over there, which is play Connor, play Gelati, play young players, and I heard Danon Hughes talk about it in the morning show, play young players who have energy, who can give you energy in some way, and find out if there's just some, like, let's just play unfiltered for a little while. Maybe make mistakes, but play with actual energy and effort and some of the things that feel like have been lacking with this team.
We all know what's at stake on Sunday. This from ESPN Analytics. There are multiple teams whose playoff chances will swing by at least 25%, win or lose, in Week 14.
She's one of them.
The highest swing is actually the Colts. If they win, if they lose, they go down to a 58% chance to make the playoffs. If the Chiefs lose, they go from 56%, Cody, down to 14%. If the Ravens lose, they go from a 76% chance down to a 31% chance. The team that would be, you know, as much as we agree that Kansas City will probably be eliminated with a loss, the Cowboys, if they lose to the Lions tomorrow night, they go from a 35% chance down to an 8% chance. So the Chiefs have the second biggest, you know, would have the second
biggest drop off
if they were to lose odds wise. Yeah,
makes sense. AFC's tight. There's plenty of teams who are still winning, and you are in 10th at the moment. So you have to jump a lot of teams in order to get in the playoffs. And that goes back to the disappointment, all this other stuff. 7 playoff teams and you can't be in it with Patrick Mahomes playing at a high level? The hell did you do wrong? And a lot of that would just be like, you know what? Probably the truth is that time caught up with the team and it caught up fast. And we usually talk about that with Father Time. And their best players are still, and this goes back to, and this could be a slight criticism on Veach. I am not, and I have to be clear on this weirdly, not saying they should replace Veach, but your best players still can't all be the guys John Dorsey drafted. The best players on the team are still Travis Kelce and Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes. They were drafted when you weren't even the GM. You got to, you know, the best players on the team got to be drafted by you at some point. And
the one answer to that right now, obviously, is Trent McDuffie.
Yes.
But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.